Census 1234 invites you to get this. Tony Martin and Julia Zemiro.
Good morning. That's me, Tony Martin, and that man interrupting his schedule of breakfasts, Ed Cavalier.
Morning.
And how about a round for Julia Zemiro?
Oh, a round of beer or perhaps some white wine.
Welcome back to the show, Julia.
Welcome back.
Brainiest person on TV.
Brainiest TV star, according to Sandra Sully. It was a difficult day, especially having to go against Andrew G. He was so competitive.
Is that right?
Oh, he got so shirty when I nicked two of his Prince questions.
Was he second?
Was he second? No, I think you'll find he was a dirty third to Gary Sweet second.
Gary Sweet?
Cricket.
Who was stupidest TV personality?
Do you really want to know?
Come on, who was last?
Well, the three that got knocked out.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to tell you. Amory Bigger.
All right.
Mark Holden.
All right.
And that VJ, Axel Whitehead.
Oh, okay.
Who didn't know who sang Brown Sugar. He said it was The Who. So, and he's a VJ. Oh, it was a moment of delight.
Amory Bigger, not enough questions about new products.
No.
New and unusual products.
Dogs that yap.
Which topics did you choose?
I think you'll find, Ed, my specialty. I mean, I chose your general food and drink because my father's a chef. Then I chose literature, which I really hooned on.
See, that's good.
And then my area of specialty was the plays of William Shakespeare.
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought, please don't ask me anything about Titus Andronicus. I've got no idea. Keep it to the Macbeths. And
Ed's back thinking about how there was a topic of food and drink.
Yeah, what were the, was it?
Things like what grape dried up starts with the C, current?
No, that's not that hard.
What's, what do you mix? How do you make pesto?
It's a specialist topic is how to eat even more than the phrase all you can eat implies.
It's eat all you can, Tone.
And what is it again?
No non-delicious fillers.
Keep repeating the mantra, kids. What's this Eurobeat that you're involved in? It's been to Adelaide, as I understand it. It's in Melbourne. It's going everywhere else.
It's only been to Adelaide in a launch situation.
Okay.
It hasn't been there for a season situation. It's going everywhere in the whole world.
Right.
But we're starting in Melbourne because Melbourne is the leader of theatre performance beginnings.
And say the reviews, never has incompetence been so artfully simulated.
I think you'll find it will also say cream of musical theatre. If you've ever wanted to go and see Eurovision, but you haven't had the money to go to Europe and sit there and get a ticket, you pop down to the Crown Casino, funny old venue, sure, but the Palms is a lovely room. Mm. And we host Eurovision, sit in Bosnia Herzegovina, and Bronjam hosting with Koho Sergei.
Right.
And we take you through 12 original songs set in different countries.
And it's a massive cast and it's all
singing, all dancing, very high quality. Like, you know, it's a joke and it's a parody, but the dancing, the singing is top-notch, top-dollar. Mm, mm. And it's a great room to sit in and get a little bucket of wine and sit back and enjoy.
And what's your favourite number in the show?
Well, I must say the Russian boy band, the KG Boys, are winning every night because the audience gets to vote. The audience gets to vote which song they like to see at the end. And KG Boys from Russia, new kids on the Eastern Bloc, are winning every night. Greece is coming with a close second. She does a fantastic Nana Mouskouri beginning. And then she does a beautiful reveal, as they do at Eurovision, and she becomes Beyonce, basically, sexy lady. Hungarian, Apromadarakal, means little birds. That Hungarian song, it's all in Hungarian, and that's a showstopper as well.
And do people get into it? Do they start voting? Do they start barracking?
They've got little flags. They've got little flags on their tables with the names of their countries that they're waving. They buy clackers. Can I say clackers?
How does that work?
You know, hands that clacker together.
Right.
Because they get tired, you know. And, they get into it, they cheer, and you go, sweet, and they're, yay! They've got no idea about where Liechtenstein might be or that, you know, Vaduz is the capital, but they go, yay!
I've no idea where Liechtenstein is. Liechtenstein still going?
Yes, it is.
They're persisting with that country?
A small country with a very big heart and too much musical talent.
Did you watch the real Eurovision contest this year?
I was moving house. I was packing boxes. Did I? I popped it on. And my rule was if I was bored in the first 20 seconds, I'd go and pack another box.
No?
I got so much packing done. This year, I thought the level was low, Ed.
Yeah,
the level was low for mine, apart, you know, bar Finland and Bosnia's slow song.
It wasn't great. It wasn't the best year. But Terry Wogan always makes it worthwhile.
The
guy that kind of commentates over the top of what's going on.
It's
entirely rigged, Tone, the whole thing.
Rigged?
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everyone votes on kind of World War II... political lines.
Yes,
you know, so all the, you know, all the Scandinavians votes for each other.
True. Right.
Germany never votes for England. England never votes for Germany.
True.
And around
right.
and around
That's
we go.
Very true. Yes.
So all the lingering hatred yeah. and issues yeah, yeah, of World yeah. War II are being resolved on the Eurovision yeah. stage. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Being read out by a man in a two-piece leather suit.
And as we know, as we say in Eurobeat, let's work together as Europeans always have. No bloodshed, no bullying.
Look, I just want to mention a big story. All these names that you've been saying has drawn me towards Adriana Exenides. Do you remember Adriana yes. Exenides?
How could you forget Wheel of Fortune lady?
Yeah, she's pleaded not guilty to dangerous driving. Miss Exenides, who starred opposite Tony Barber and John Burgess on Wheel of Fortune for 18 years.
18 years?
18 years of turning those letters.
Oh. Well, you'd have a house by now, wouldn't you?
You'd be very good at turning letters, wouldn't you, after that time?
Oh,
you'd be able to consult. Magistrate Mark Shepherd adjourned the matter until July 25. Oh, well, so we have to wait. But that's going to, I'd love to be in that courtroom. All right, jury, can you please decide guilty or not guilty? That's what I want to hear. And then just turn it round. Is it going to be not? Is that an N? Is that an N? Will you stick around and play for more fabulous prizes?
Oh, if I can buy another vowel, I will.
Did that sound like what it sounded like?
Yeah, it did.
If I can buy another vowel, did you say? I think you do need to buy some more vowels, Julia. We'll play you back the black box during the song.
Never made it.
That's Nickelback.
I love hearing the manliness in this room when you...
Julia Zemiro is with us on Get This. What were you just saying there, Ed? Were you doing your Nickelback?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
It's
how do you
Kruger.
How do you achieve it?
Just kind of punch myself in the throat.
I reckon you've got to go down a mine, stay there for 2 weeks and not go to the toilet. Then you can really achieve
that Nickelback sound.
Wincing.
Here is what Julia Zemiro did say.
Oh, if I can buy another vowel, I will.
If I can buy another vowel, I will. Stop phoning in.
I did not mean to make it sound other than it did.
And it didn't sound other than it did.
If I can. If I could.
Tony,
I'd
you've
past.
Got glossy magazines in front of you. What's going on?
I've got sunglasses on because there are so many glossy
magazines. You've highlighted bits of the pink highlighter pen.
I have because Angelina and Brad have locked themselves in a remote location. I think it's a brilliant thing.
In Namibia.
They've gone to Namibia. Mm. It's just them and the bodyguards. Mm. Occasional cameos from the president. Mm. Nobody else. But apparently enough insiders to furnish all the magazines.
But Tony, listen, I checked up on this. And the Namibian army, Julia, has encircled this compound. And if you try and take a photograph, they'll just take your camera, smash it, throw you in a van, drive you away. They don't care. Like this is not like gentle kind of, there's no rules in Namibia.
No.
The paparazzi. So how are the insiders going?
They can't insiders, sources, pals, friends, and observers.
Oh, then you.
Hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. Every mag you pick up has got an insider. Who have we got here? The Woman's Day. Listen, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to find the fakest sounding quote.
Oh, good.
Attributed to an insider.
Woman's Day's a good start.
Here's a good one. Ange is terrified of what DNA she is going to pass on to her baby.
Whoa.
Her biggest fear is giving birth to a child who's predisposed to mental instability. Is that a phrase anyone would use? Oh, she's really worried about it being predisposed to mental instability. I can barely even say that sentence.
But her daddy's John Voight, so that's fair enough.
That's true.
You never know.
Dating a 5-year-old, according to one of these magazines. what
very
else?
Happy.
Oh, the New Weekly. They've got about
They've
got hundreds of insiders.
The New Weekly.
In her delicate, vulnerable state, Angelina is having nightmares about the two exes finding love again. That's referring to Brad and Jennifer possibly getting back together.
Wait a second. What that means is that an insider has either gotten into the bed with Brad and Angelina and just lay there and waited for her to wake up and turn to Brad and say, I just had a dream about this. Or they're posing as one of her pillows.
That's possible. That's really
an
quite
insider
possible.
Posing inside.
James Bond could do it or Mission Impossible.
Inside.
Hiding inside.
Pillowcase.
You know. Spies will do amazing things to get good work.
I'm trying to find
Maybe she has a lesbian lover who just knows.
I'm drowning.
Are you an insider? What else have you got, Tone?
New idea. They also have insiders within the compound.
How many so far are we up to?
There's about 7 so far. And that's just the Australian women's magazines. Where are the insiders hiding?
I reckon that their house, Angelina and Brad's house, it's just full of people standing in corners with lampshades on their heads. pretending to be lamps.
Here comes a good one. This is a quote from an insider. There's somebody inside the compound. Mm-hmm. Last week, Maddox and Brad wrote a song together about the special time they've spent in Africa and the forthcoming arrival of a new member of the Jolly Pitt family, said an insider. The forthcoming arrival of a new member of the Jolly Pitt family. Is that a sentence you just say?
No, but I don't even believe the bit about writing a song, to be honest. I just can't quite mad than that. Maybe it was a rap. Yo. No, I have to say that vowel business again. I better not.
What else is in the new idea?
Yeah, what else they got going on?
Beckingham Palace. They've got photographs of Beck and Leighton's love nest. And have a look at this photo. There's a photo of the barbecue area. And the caption says, Beck is looking forward to entertaining her friends with long and lazy barbecues.
She won't do any cooking.
There's no quote in there to support that.
No.
I see.
They've just got a photo. And then at some point, do you think, has Beck called them up? And God, I'm looking forward to long and make sure you say long and lazy, because I'm going to be very angry if you just say long barbecues or lazy barbecues. Yeah. They are long and lazy barbecues.
Yeah, they're linked.
And I'm looking forward to them.
I suppose you obviously had a bit of a chat about the baby at the Logies, which I would have missed because I wasn't here.
Did we?
But I was at the Logies and it took me about 20 seconds to go, is it real? Is it fake? Is it real? Is it fake? Is it real? Is it fake? Oh, it's a real baby. At first I thought it was a funny little doll. I thought, oh, that's kind of weird. Yeah. And then, of course, we discovered it's real. I think that baby will be at the Long and Lazy Barbecue. Yeah,
the insiders at the podium passed on the information. In the Woman's Day, you've got Heath's family shame.
No.
What's happened?
And this is because Aussie hunk Heath Ledger and fiancée Michelle Williams were left red-faced when Michelle's businessman father was arrested for fraud while in Australia. Now, as far as I know, they've said nothing. No. Nothing at all about it. The Daily Telegraph announced the story of the bloke's arrest by having a picture of Heath Ledger and Michelle Williams at a basketball game in New York.
Of course.
Announce the arrest.
Yeah.
But I love how they've been left red-faced. Oh, they've been left so red-faced by that arrest. They haven't said anything. They haven't been seen. They're not even involved. But, oh, they're so red-faced.
That's just a bit of eczema. That's all that is. This is for nerves.
What
else? Eczema and dermatitis.
What else you got there?
The saddest thing I have found is in Famous magazine. Yeah. And Fiona and Jude, it's back on.
Oh, great.
Oh, thank goodness.
And, you know, do we even care anything about that?
No.
No, we don't. But look at this down the bottom. Can Fiona and Jude make it work? Tell us at www.yahoo7.com.au/famous. Now, if you are someone who's logging onto the internet to go to a website to tell a magazine whether Sienna and Jude can make it work, just you've got to take a long, hard look at what's going on in your life. Would you do that, Julia?
What? Nothing? No.
Would you come up with an opinion about whether Sienna and Jude can make it work?
No, I wouldn't, because I'm sensible, obviously.
And then imagine logging onto the internet.
And going to that trouble when people won't even log on for interesting and important issues like the environment.
How retarded would you have to be to undergo such a process, to log onto the internet, to go to a magazine's website, to tell them whether Sienna and Jude can make it work? I mean, really? Is that what we've come to in this country?
No, it is what we've come to.
Is that how low the bar has got?
Yes. Yeah,
Mate, I cannot come into work. I've got to log on to Famous magazine to tell them whether Sienna and Jude can make it work. All right? Okay? Leave me alone. Yeah. Heath and Michelle are red-faced. And Beck is looking forward to entertaining her friends with long and lazy barbecues at this location. Just leave me alone. How empty would your life have to be? It could only be emptier if you were wondering what Princess Mary was up to. Every time we mention Princess Mary, we get this
she's
sound from Ed Cavalier.
I'm going to cough now. What interesting thing has she ever done?
She
really
might represent Denmark in the Eurovision Song Contest one year.
Then I'll be on board.
Then you'll be on board. No, that's true. She's just a professional pretty lady.
That would almost be interesting. That's James Blunt, Wise Men here at Triple M. Get this, Julia Zemiro providing the ear hexagonal drums. You were playing hexagonal drums.
Is that what it was?
They were the pseudo-echo doof, doof, doof style.
Gee, you've got a good eye.
Yeah. They're not as good because you don't get the water bouncing up. Oh, which is what you want when you're drumming.
Or the glitter.
Or the glitter.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julie Zemira, of course, host of Rock Quiz on SBS. Is there new ones? Is it repeats? I can never tell.
No, what they're doing is they're going to do a couple of little repeats of the really good ones, your Angry Addisons, you know, your Sarah McLeods, you know, people like that. And then, of course, the World Cup will be on and there'll be nothing on SBS but soccer or Le Football. And then when Le Football is finished, they will come back on with the SBS show and the crazy French nudie movie in the nighttime. where women just walk into, you know, rooms, just go, oh, my top fella.
No, they've got less of those these days.
You've been taking notes?
I'm often up at that time when they used to come on. Mm. And these days it's just sort of moody dramas from Latvia.
Ed, I could talk you through the most extraordinary film I saw the other night, which I won't because I've already said rude things on this show. but when we do come back on, it will be 40-minute rock quizzes, not just 23-minute.
Oh, really?
40-minute, yeah, they've allowed, they've given us $5 extra to just stretch that out to an extra 40 minutes and a lot more guests, a lot more punters. We get a lot more interaction with the actual punters, which is what we were missing.
I want to hear a bit more about this movie. What was the movie you
saw? Tell us about the movie, please.
I really can't. It involved, can I say masturbation?
Yeah, I have.
And masturbation, in French, if you say it's not so bad. right. And a boy helping her.
Was this a Merchant Ivory production?
It was a French crazy show. It was on at 9:30. There they are. Off you go. And it was well tastefully done, if I can say that.
Tastefully.
And it was slightly turning on. Sure, it was very erotic. a little bit. Where's it all come from? There they are.
So it wasn't Big Brother up late.
No, that leaves nothing to the imagination.
We want to go in a moment, Mr. Marsden, to Galen's brain. So if you could cue that up. Did you watch a bit of that last night, Ed? Did you?
Yeah, I watched.
Who's Galen?
Galen is one of the people on Big Brother house. That's his name. We thought he might have been the dumbest person in the house, but Ed, you're saying there's a new contender.
No, he's got kind of like a lap boy, kind of like this little offsider. Just sort of, you know, Galen says, and then the other one sort of replies with, like that, right?
The Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Hours on end.
Good one, Galen.
They were talking about Beavis and Butthead. It went over their heads.
Right. Hang on, let's just cross now to the interior of Galen's brain. If you're just joining us on Triple M, we're inside Galen's brain. Is that a metallic thump in the distance? Okay.
No, still nothing going on.
Nothing there.
Still no answer to the question. It.
Galen looks like the kind of guy who would copy stuff off Jackass.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of this going on. What have you got there, Tone?
This is a story from Sydney. Three Sydney teens with a list of Jackass-inspired stunts to attempt were stopped by police just minutes before carrying out their dangerous plan. The three North Shore boys had a list of dares inspired by the US reality TV series Jackass, famous for its risky and vile public acts. The tricks range from making faces at strangers to damaging property, stealing, assaults, and this is the part that caught my attention, defecating off a bridge.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, I mean, obviously there's a lot of bad behaviour in this story, but what I love is A, they've got a list. And B, on the list is defecating off a bridge. Now, again, it's the same as if you're the kind of person that's going to get onto a website and say whether you can reckon Sienna and Jude can get back together. Got to take a long, hard look at yourself.
No, but I think you'll find the magic words in that was North Shore boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. From the north, you know, we have like gin and tonics and you go out and you wear pearls. That's what they wore at Sydney Uni anyway when I was there.
No taking a dump off a bridge there.
No, and that's what I don't get. But you see, they're dirty like North Shore boys can be, but they're also smart. They make a list.
Organized.
So there's method and madness.
But honestly, if you're getting up in the morning and you've got a list and it's got things to do and it's got defecate off a bridge, what is going on in your life?
Not much. They're tired from the HSC. They're tired.
When I lived in Sydney, I once heard a story. This friend of mine told me that he was walking home across a bridge and he had McDonald's chips.
Yeah.
And he just put a whole bunch in his mouth and saw some people driving past in an open car and just thought, oh, I'll just throw the mash of chips at the car.
Mm.
And he did. And it went into the car and they saw him and chased him. And he had to run for his life all through the suburbs. And he ended up, this is true.
Urban myth?
No, this is true. The only place he could hide, he had to jump into a mini skip full of rubbish.
So it's a happy ending.
Yeah. Well, so I thought he got what he deserved. You know?
What was going through your strange friend's head when he's going, I'll eat the chips, but I won't swallow it because that's why I bought them in the first place. I'm going to go blah, and then throw it at a car.
We didn't get to that.
Alone.
Maybe it was on his list.
Yeah.
Just had to do it.
Must throw chips at car.
Here's somebody else I'd just like to mention is the banks. Now, the banks are complaining that people don't like them.
Why
don't people like us, say the banks? Know. And the reason people don't like them is because of their fees. Their hidden fees. This is what people are saying. We don't like the hidden fees and we don't like the perceived dishonesty of the bank. Mm. Now, do you think that's the case? Do you think we need more honest bank heads?
I think so.
Do you think we've got to do that with our bank, Ed?
I think our bank could definitely do that.
With a bit more honesty?
Yes, you bet.
About fees? All right, here we go.
The Bank of Get This is first for all your banking needs. We were first to start charging fees for the privilege of a brief face-to-face conversation with someone you're giving all your money to mind. We were first to alleviate this unexpected outlay by inviting you to step out onto the street and do all the work yourself. Then we were first to impose another enormous fee on every such money-saving transaction in order to alleviate the enormous cost of this massive cost-cutting effort. And we were first to charge an even larger fee on every transaction conducted at the ATM of one of our competitors in order to cover the enormous cost of the many branch closures all this automation afforded us. And when you returned the favour and saved us even more money by using EFTPOS and internet banking, we extended to you the privilege of paying us even more fees to cover the enormous ongoing costs such expense-slashing, labour-saving, windfall-creating measures inevitably incur. And we were first to pass on to you the enormous savings generated by not including any of these fees on your printed receipt at the cash point. The Bank of Get This, obtaining financial advantage by deception. Get This.
These glib one-liners, which are written by speechwriters, is no substitute for policy.
For Census 1234 on Triple M. Our promo.
Chisels. Standing on the outside to Get This, Triple M. I know that Julia Zemiro loves a bit of chisels. They would have come up on the rock quiz a few times.
Oh, we've had Barnsley on. Oh, he was great. Does he know his stuff? He was on fire that night and he had pissed old Michael Gudinski sitting next to him and kept quiet most of the night, which is quite a relief.
I read a review that said you've got to watch this episode because it's the only chance you'll have to see Michael Gudinski saying nothing for like 20 minutes just sitting there.
He was a little bit drunk.
Was he really?
Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly. Yeah. I'm getting anxious, so it must be time for... Talkback Mountain, we're looking for things that'll make you anxious because people are suffering from ringxiety. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
This is the unnerving sensation, the false belief that your mobile phone is ringing or vibrating. People have grown emotionally dependent on their mobiles for feelings of self-worth, according to psychologists. So when we hear an imaginary ring or think vibrations on a bus or car are someone calling, the subconscious calculates how popular we are. It's like being under a continual rating survey, having a mobile phone, apparently. So, I don't have a mobile phone, so I'm free from ringxiety.
But Tony? Yeah. You don't have a mobile phone?
No,
well done, you.
Nothing's changed since 1996 in my world.
I love that.
Look at Ed.
Luddite. I love it.
But I like the internet, and I'm into the DVDs.
The intraminet.
But the mobile phone just people can call you at any time, isn't it? That's pretty annoying, isn't it?
It is annoying.
How are you going to get anything done when people are calling up to say, have you SMS'd about Sienna and Jude to Paper's Magazine? Who needs it?
No, I don't get anxious by the phone. No, the phone doesn't make me anxious because if it only rings four times, I miss it. I go, oh, bugger it, check it later, I don't care.
Right, true.
No,
so no ringxiety for you?
No ringxiety. Other things make me anxious, but not ringxiety.
What makes you anxious?
Being lifted by two male dancers in Eurobeat, that really makes me anxious.
Eurobeat is on, by the way, at
your
Crown in Melbourne.
Yes.
Coming everywhere else. You've got to go. The program is fantastic. Glossy. If the show is as good as the program,
so
I'm suggesting.
And you don't
it's a
have
winner.
To mortgage your house to get the program. That's quite good. Normally, you know, you go to a concert,
I never buy.
I know, they're $25, $30. Ours are $5, and they've actually got fantastic things inside.
If you miss the Eurovision Song Contest and are therefore suffering from Eurosiety, you could go and see Eurobeat.
That happens.
It's almost Eurovision.
Yeah.
But not quite. But being lifted by two dancers, and they're terrific dancers and they're strong, but it's the one, it's like the shoulder lift. So you've got actually, not actually hanging on, you've just got to stiffen yourself up and sit down and I have to sing at the same time.
So you sit on their shoulders.
Yeah, and they lift you. And that makes me really anxious.
And you're doing a lot of singing yourself in this, not just hosting.
Well, no, I sing a song called I'm Sarajevo, Taste Me. And it's a lovely song about Sarajevo no longer being the turnip of Europe.
That's nice.
Yeah.
No turnips, they make some people anxious.
Yes, do they? What?
I'm anxious about the World Cup not starting yet.
Oh, darling. Oh,
right. I can't wait. Mars Bar and I are going to buy a new TV after the show.
Do you live together?
No. Oh. That's what that implied, but we don't. That was just me hinting. I just wanted to start. I'm going to be nocturnal tone. I'm going to be up all night watching games.
Oh. And then you're actually going to go over there.
And then I'm going for 3 weeks.
You're a freak.
I can't get enough.
And Eva Herzegova is going to be filling in. I don't know how that's going to happen, but Nikki, our producer, has promised it will happen.
Wow. Yeah. Well done, you. And how's your German? Do you have to go? And do some German verb?
Tremal. Oh, no. Wait. French.
Donner and Blitzen.
Das ist nicht gut, ja.
Nicht gut. What?
It's my German.
Oh, look at you with your girly shrug. It's my German.
Gott und Himmel, these Englanders fight like madmen. That's the only phrase you need in Germany. It all comes back to that phrase.
Are we going to ducktail this with something else, Tony? Are we going to give people an option?
It's not enough to just call us up and say, what's making you anxious? Yeah. The latest mad craze on radio's Get This is having a completely unnecessary second question. Yeah. What's that going to be?
Have you ever heard anything interesting about Princess Mary?
Right. We're going to get no calls now.
No, but just, you know, try and tell us something that maybe is interesting.
She shoplifted once in year 10 from Maya.
That'd be almost not interesting. Because she's now being called the Imelda Marcos of, what is
it? She spends too much.
Denmark.
Yeah.
Or Belgium. Which one? Have I got it right?
Denmark.
I'm just not interested in know what country she's from.
It's Denmark.
Right.
Netherlands somewhere.
That's almost interesting.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Okay. So we want to know what makes you anxious.
Yep.
And something interesting about Mary.
Yeah.
And here come those fabulous prizes. I'm getting anxious already.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's Triple M T-shirts on offer. I've got to steal them after the program. Please tell us your size when I talk to you. Also, to get you into the World Cup spirit, not a match ball, not an Australian jersey, but a Kids Are Cool plastic mini soccer set.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You look like a professional, Ed. What can't you do, Pumpkin?
Can you just cue up that music from the beginning here, Mr. Marsbar? Ed, I reckon you've just got to have a little speaker on the front of your shirt with this music. And then when women come up to you at a nightclub and they go, hey, are you Ed Cavalli?
Yes, that's right. It's not as interesting to meet me in person.
Fantastic. All right, Julia Zemiro is going to be on The Judge today. Call us up, tell us what makes you anxious, and have you ever heard anything interesting about Princess Mary? One answer would be no. Call us at Triple N, 133353. It's In Eskimo Joe, Black Fingernails, Red Wine. Here, Get This on Triple M. Sound the alarm. It's time for a climb. Julia Zemiro from Eurobeat coming to your town. Worth a look. All singing, all dancing is here.
Oh, gee, you're good.
She's here. I'm turning into Gavin Wood.
You
slowly
are.
But surely.
Sequins
and
feathers.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
How you going, mate? What makes you anxious?
Oh, spiders. When I was about 15, I woke up with a big spider trying to crawl up my nose.
Oh. Up your nose?
Yeah.
How big are we talking?
About as bigger than 50 centimetres.
Wow. What a big
black
nose.
House spider.
That's a massive nose.
And I only woke up because I couldn't breathe out of one nostril. So whenever I feel a little tingle on the skin or something under the covers, I start to freak out.
Do you freak out? Like, do you scream and jump and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. I actually... I went and sealed up every little gap in the room and the window, and I siliconed everything shut. And I think that room was airtight from then on after that
Matt,
night.
Matt, are you the boy in the plastic bubble?
Oh, I could quite easily be
you
that.
You could.
After
it
that
sounds
night.
Like you are.
Hey, Matt. Any Mary news?
I did hear something about Mary.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
On another radio station.
Wow. Oh.
Bring it on. We'll take secondhand information.
Yeah,
we don't care.
Oh, that's all I got. This guy rang in and said he used to go out with her in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to take her out in the back of his ute.
Oh, yeah.
In the park.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you know, to talk about intellectual topics such as philosophy, I should imagine.
Yeah, thank you.
To talk about the history of Denmark.
Yeah.
We've got a fantastic copy of Arachnophobia coming Matt's way.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, hello.
Hey, mate. What makes you anxious?
Oh, well, actually, I'm not anxious about anything except for maybe talking on the radio.
Oh, right. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Did you want to hear what happened in the back of that ute? It was quite good, wasn't it? I was keen to go back there. No, we better not. The lawyers are looking in the window.
Hey, Rob, okay, give us your Mary interesting thing then.
Well, I'm sure I read this somewhere, but Princess Mary has to wear sandals. She can't wear thongs because she's got webbed toes.
Oh, that's so interesting.
That is
pretty interesting.
That's the most interesting thing we've heard.
That's the best thing I've heard about her so far.
Will she be
sci-fi
joining the Danish fin swimming team, do you think? Flapping her way to victory.
Allegedly webbed.
Oh, allegedly.
But they met on a boat. They met through sailing, so she's obviously a woman of the ocean. She's a mermaid.
She's a mermaid. Now we're getting somewhere. Hello, Clay.
How you doing?
Good, mate. What makes you anxious?
Pretty much anybody doing anything wrong, especially when it comes to, like, the kitchen. I'd love to be a chef, but, hey, don't have too much talent.
What's the main one? When you see what in the kitchen, what really gets you going?
Just people, like, when they're chopping stuff and they're doing it too slow or not doing it right.
So much. You must be continually anxious. Pretty much anything doing anything wrong.
It is pretty much, eh?
Not chopping quick enough. Are you standing in the kitchen with a stopwatch? What are you
pretty
doing?
Pretty much. If I see my missus chopping up something, and especially, like, I don't know, onions, mushrooms, whatever, and if she's going too slow, I always push her out of the way and have to take her.
I'm so with you, Clay. My father was a chef, and when I would cut, he'd look at me and do the same thing. Move aside, you crazy girl. You can't do it properly. I'm French. Give me the knife.
Clay, any Mary news from you?
Unfortunately not, mate.
Do you not find her interesting?
Not really. I find her hot. That's about it.
Hot? This is Mary.
Wow. Excellent. Hey,
gee, imagine if they got together in a ute. There'd be web feet out the window. It'd be all happening.
Slow chopping.
Hello, Nicola. Nicola?
Are you there?
Hi, Nicola.
What makes you anxious?
You know the sort of big metal things that hold the train lines up when you're on the train?
Yeah. Poles.
I'm afraid they'll come through the window and poke me in the eye. I'm really anxious about that.
Hey, Nicola, I don't know, but I think if a giant pole crashed through the window of a moving train, a poke in the eye is probably the least of your worries.
Anxious worry.
It'd have to be a very specific accident for that to happen, really.
I know, but it worries me. I can't look at the poles because they freak me out.
I've thought of safety goggles on the train. Giant safety goggles.
I can get you some, Nicola. I can find you some.
At the $2 shop, Ed?
Variety gift shop. Martin, variety gift shop.
That'd be good.
All right, done. I'll find you some. And
okay, cool.
Nicola, what's Princess Mary? Anything interesting about her?
No, not really.
Not really.
Beautiful. Yeah. A beautiful ending.
I haven't heard anything interesting.
No.
Ever?
Ever.
Right. Except, I don't know, she's from Tasmania.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Webbed feet, Tasmania, it's all coming very
Nicola,
clear.
A beautifully low-key end to it. Absolutely appropriate. Thank you.
And a prize for?
Yeah, the goggles.
Right. Well, that's better than a poke in the eye with a train. Fantastic. Well, good luck out there on the train tracks, Nicola. There is no winner, but who would have been your winner?
Clay, by far.
Because it's
Clay,
like rock
watching
whiz.
People cooking slowly, not chopping fast enough, not getting it together. Makes me very anxious. Come on.
All right, Clay, you get the small soccer thing. It says ages 3 and up, so Clay, well inside that.
Nobody's a winner on Get This. What makes people on this network anxious? This program running late, which it always is. Get
This. Well, I think they should be banned permanently. Not for 12 months, not for 18 months. Permanently.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Oh, that was Dire Straits, and it must be time for us to go here at Get This. here at Triple M. Thank you, Julia Zamiro, for sitting in.
I love being the rose between two thorns. I really love it. Thank you.
Careful, they'll play Whitesnake. Any kind of prompting like that.
You just played Dire Straits. It was a flashback to, you know, Live Aid, for Christ's sake.
Flashback to you.
Hey, they've got traction. They've got sizzle. Leave them alone. Eurobeat is on in Melbourne at the moment. It could be coming to your town. It almost certainly is.
Yes, it is.
You've got to go and see that.
Oh, it's so good.
We didn't have time to get to all the nutbags in the paper today.
Oh, but there's always so many.
Listen to this letter to the 50-50 column in the Melbourne Herald Sun. Mr. Howard, have you thought about reinstating national service? I would like to know who is left to defend our country while our troops are protecting foreign shores. And that's from National Service, North Bankston.
Thank you.
There's plenty of troops left, but I think we're currently being defended by a contingent from the Friends of the ABC.
No one will get past their placards.
There you go. And the Pope, are we enjoying the new Pope? Has he settled in yet?
Doesn't look like Pope to me.
He's still the Timothy Dalton of Popes.
He really is.
He's got the gear on. He's finally gone with the full white gear.
Yeah, finally.
Instead of the flashy bling he was sporting till now. But here he is at Auschwitz in the full Pope gear. Yeah, top points, like the sentiments. But is that a pair of Julius Marlowe's picking
up? It is. They're red.
He's got a pair of tan brogues with zips up the side. Is that papal?
No.
That's not that's papal.
That's not in the journal.
You've got to be comfortable, I guess, while you're visiting a concentration camp.
Well,
footwear is essential. Thanks to everyone who called in and took part. Thank you for coming in, Julia.
Pleasure.
And I think our sad, sad key phrase was Beckingham Palace. Ouch. And we will be back tomorrow with Glenn Robbins. And it's all thanks to Census 1234 Eurobeat. Triple M's.